Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Carlos Correa signs with the Giants a long contract. Giants get their star. It's Correa. Let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball, brought to you by SeatGeek. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. We got Trevor in California and producer BBD behind the dish. And last night we got big news. Pretty big news. Carlos Correa is going to San Francisco. 13-year deal, $350 million. I didn't think the Giants were going to go do this and grab him, so I'm wrong right away. But they do get their star appeal, which they like in San Francisco. We're going to talk about that, how it went down, what it affects on the shortstop market for other teams, other moves the Giants have made, and get into all of it. Jake, did this excite you?
James, Trevor, Davis, everyone tuning in, this did excite me. First, we need to cover Carlos Correa's career as a Met. I really liked how he wore the blue and orange.
That is the Boris special.
So funny. For an hour, they tapped into the perfect thing. Yeah, kick to third, him and Lindor, man. Cohen's breaking the bank. Carlos Correa signs with the Giants. It was perfect. It was the perfect little baseball melodrama for a Tuesday night. Good for Correa, man. I know, you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions around baseball. Going back to Houston and some of his personality, especially as a young guy. I mean, you know, this year when your biggest thing is a Dior quote about you being a good free agent, that's really nothing. I mean, he was, Trev, I don't have to tell you, he was solid to the good people of Minnesota this year, put together a good year, and, man, he gets the bag, and 13 for 350. I mean, good for him. We heard rumors about his back and, you know, would it get to a weird spot? Nope. One of the best contracts ever. So how are you doing, Big Daddy?
Well, I think that's enough Correa and Giants talk. Let's talk about what my twins have to do in the future.
I got one piece of advice.
No.
What's that, James? Because they need it.
When you have a guy who's going to leave the team and you're not in the playoff hunt, trade him for prospects?
I think they were hoping to re-sign him, dude. They wanted him there.
But you can re-sign him if and then have the prospects.
You know how you want to keep things close. Keep him close, man. And
he never liked it there. He was always going to opt out, and they should have traded him. And I think a lot of people were saying that. And it was like my bold prediction, so I'm mad it didn't happen. But they could have got some guys.
I don't think it was that case where it was never going to happen. I think the Giants had to, you know, extend the contract to 13 years. They had to go a little bit above and beyond what they were probably offering initially. And if you're the Twins and you're Twins fans, you're like, dude, why couldn't we just do that? Like, why couldn't we just do that? Like, sometimes you got to go out there and get who you want to get. You got to go make it happen. You can't just always like want to have the best, like smartest contract. Sometimes you got to go overpay to get your man because it's a fucking bidding war out there. And you got Boris, who is an absolute animal when it comes to pitting teams against each other. And, you know, if you're the Twins, like I said, you missed out. And I think this one's going to sting for a little bit because all the, and I know we're really getting into Twinkie talk right now. This is the introduction. But I got to. They're always like far away from free agents, especially the big ones. But this one felt really close. He had just played for you. He's telling you how much he loves playing. Rocco's having dinner with him. Like, it seemed like it could have happened.
And I got to correct myself. I think the Twins were in second place or first place.
They're in first.
Yeah, at the deadline. But they weren't looking good.
Go and, Twins, go.
No, Trev, it's, and you sound like Red Sox fans right now. You sound like a couple other fan bases. And, hey, I it's kind of this weird baseball conversation that's happening right now, but I think it's good in general. And, Jim, you deserve some credit because I think you were on this first. But I think teams are getting away from the, like, let's win regular season with enough bodies, however many bodies we need, and let's bring in dudes. And, yeah, man, for Twins fans, I think he who shall not be named, the Lord Voldemort of baseball reporting, said that the Twins went to, I think it was 10 for 280 or something like that. So, you know, if you add a couple more years. Yeah, man.
Same AAV.
Everything is worth what someone's willing to pay for it. So the Giants were willing to go to 13 for 350, and the Twins weren't willing to do that. And now you don't get Carlos Correa, and now what? What are the Twins? But enough Twins, dude.
Yeah,
no Giants.
How this contract negotiation played out, I think, by Boris, and this is all kind of just speculation and guessing on my end, but we have heard these. I don't know this. Well, I said something on Talking Yanks yesterday, and then people were tweeting it like it was, I was like giving away from a source. And I was like, what? I'm just talking. It's just talk. And like, you know, guesses and thoughts. Bogaerts gets signed until he's 40 years old. Boris signs Bogaerts until he's 40 years old to an AAV of...
41, I think.
Yeah, they're all 41.
They're
I'm
all 41.
Sure.
So yeah, so the same age. That's the big point here. They signed Bogaerts till he was 41 years old, and so with Trey Turner till he's 41. Yep. And he gets 25 AAV. Bogaerts got $25 million as the AAV. And now Correa gets 26. Feels like Boris goes, hey, lock this guy up till he's 40. I forget what offseason it was, but that was the way Boris did. Another client was like, well, this guy's getting locked up till he's that age. Why don't you lock this? And it was like more years. And they were like, we want him to get locked up till he's 40. We want him to be a higher AAV. And that was the like stipulations. It is funny that Boris has two shortstops going to the... The Dodgers won't work with Boris free agents, so he goes and gets his two shortstops to their division rivals, which is a funny way to think about it as well. I love it for the Dodgers that the guy they hate and they wouldn't sign him because he's not around is going to be booable 9 or 12 times a year now. And that's going to be a lot of fun for Dodgers fans. Like it, that rivalry sparks more, and that's a fun part of it. But I do think it was like, you have to sign them to the same age. These other shortstops just got signed. There's no reason not to.
You know, it's the same thing that happened with San Diego, like missing out on Judge. Like the Giants were in on Judge. They made a massive offer to him. So once you show your hand like that, it's like you better go make a splash. And there were some other good moves they made. I love Mitch Haniger going there. Sean Manaea can be a back of the rotation piece. Ross Stripling, same type of thing, maybe middle of the rotation piece for them. But you needed a big dog. You needed a star there. I mean, they haven't had a real star since Buster Posey. I guess that's only a couple of years removed. And I know they got some guys, Belton Crawford there, my boy Longo, my guy. But they needed something fresh, if you will. You know, like that's an expensive city, an expensive ballpark. Like people show up there and you need to give them something. I think the Giants knew they needed to make a move like this. So here's Correa. James, the rivalry, bro, between the Giants and the Dodgers is real. It's real. It's sometimes scary. And I mentioned on my Twitter last night, like I saw him get booed with the Twins in LA. When he comes wearing that Giants uniform, I mean, it's the biggest villain that you can. It's just like Hollywood villain type of stuff for Dodger fans. Like with the Astros, beats him in 2017. Scandal comes out. Now this dude's going to be with the Giants? It's nuts, dude. And this is great for baseball, and it's great for West Coast baseball. I'm all for it, dude. I think this is – it's amazing for the Giants, but again, like on a broader spectrum, it's great for baseball.
And I think it's so funny. I mean, well, A, at least that guy doesn't feed off of that. Oh, my God. Oh my God. He loves it.
He might
hit
80 home runs.
No, like, you can almost lock it in. Like, his stats at Dodger Stadium over the next 10 years, he's going to hit, like, 380, 500 slug. Nice slug stat, Jake. Man, the other thing that's funny here to me is we've heard some Correa back stuff, and let's see. I have no clue. We could be sitting here in 3 years saying, oh, yeah. Or, you know, we could look back at the end of this 13 years and say, yeah, by the end. But all these contracts are going to end up in not a pretty place. I mean, that's just honest. We thought baseball was sprinting away from these long-term contracts. New CBA, and we're doing it because we'd rather spread out the money. So I think that's kind of fun. But also, Correa's the young guy in all of this. You know, we're talking about Trey Turner. He's 30, and he's the guy that's probably most reliable on his speed, which speed is kind of guaranteed to go. So you know at some point that's going to tail. Big Aaron Judge with that big old body. Like, you know, that's tough to maintain. And he's
say that again.
And he's older than some of those older guys. And then Bogarts, who's been around the block, and, you know, his hitting feels like it's always going to translate. Correa's 2 years younger than a few of those guys. So you might get a couple more years of peak ball out of him if he can stay healthy. And, I mean, my God, when that transition to third base does happen, I mean, that arm will play over there. That glove will play over there. He kind of has the smoothest path in his contract as long as the health stands up. So, and good for the Giants. You have something that as you build your 2 year, your 4 year, your 10 year plan, you have a guy that you're going to be able to build that around.
His AAV is 26, right? For 13 years?
26 points.
Something for 13 years?
9-2.
They reported that the Padres never made this offer, but they were swirling about giving Judge $400 million over 14 years, which is 28. And then they said, but the league would have vetoed that. This is, you know, that's 14 years at 28. This is basically 13 years at 27, and the league didn't veto this. So I don't know why they were saying that about that 14-year $400 for the Padres.
14 for Judge would have brought him to, like, 45 years old.
Could be that. Some age.
What, like, why would MLB care about that?
Yeah, well, I never heard that.
Because it's luxury tax circumvention. Like, Correa will still be 39, 40 when this goes. Whatever number we said.
I thought it was 41.
41.
Who's saying you can't spend money? MLB is saying that?
No, they said that if the Padres offered that, MLB was ready to veto it. Because,
why?
Because, well, this is something's going to change. I think when we get to the end of these contracts, the PA might be like, oh boy, we can't let this happen. And I think this happened in basketball where they were giving really long contracts and then just cutting them the last 5 years. And that's probably going to happen here.
I think hockey had a similar thing.
Same way Cano just got released when 40 left on his thing. And it's just a way to get the AAV down, which it is. We all know that. Or is hockey? It was hockey, not NBA. Yeah. As hockey had this, so I don't know.
NBA.
If I sign a 13-year deal, and you know, I was the last 3 years, my 39, 40, and 41 seasons, they decided to cut me, and I was still making $26.92 million per year, I'd be jumping for joy. At that point, you're probably over. Your skills have deteriorated, and you have to go home and collect a check. I don't know what the problem is with that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, talking baseball in 10 years is going to be interesting when Trevor's filled with Botox and Baby James is bossing us around and all that. But no, I mean, like, you know, the Phillies, Trey Turner and Harper, like, what? I have no idea. So we'll address that on the next Labor Pod in 10 years from now. What's this do for the Giants? And maybe I just got a little horned up for our preseason over-under episode, even though that's 3 months away, so maybe I shouldn't. But you can go play some over-unders at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. This is the first weekend with Saturday games, NFL fan. So if you're looking for your full dose, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the NFL, man. They got it figured out, and they have it figured out with DraftKings, where if you bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game, you'll get $100 and $150 in free bets if they do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code JOHNBOY. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHNBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. I kind of want to ask you guys NL West, because, Trev, you mentioned the rivalry. The Padres have been as hot in the streets as a team could be, coming from Soto trade to these playoffs. You know, Tatis, Bogarts, all of that threw a $400 million Judge didn't happen. The Giants, they go out, they get Correa to be their main piece. They get Haniger, who's 2 years removed from 39 homers, a couple arms, which they've had good history with. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have kind of been all quiet on the Western Front, but they also did win the division by 22 games and 30 games over the Giants, respectively. So where are we at with the NL West in general? And I don't know, do we think there's any, like, smoke with Dansby and the Dodgers, or are they just waiting for Ohtani next year?
I think a lot of teams are waiting for Ohtani next year. I mean, this is, in my opinion, if you're the San Francisco Giants, I mean, I'm happy for them that they got Carlos Correa. But if you're making that massive offer to Judge, like, you add Correa, I think you got to continue to add more. I mean, there's just more pieces to the puzzle that you have to fix. And I'm assuming they will. I think they still have some money before they hit that first CBT, so they can continue to do that. But Ohtani, I think, has been in the back of the minds of a lot of these teams. You're only going to get one shot at this guy. That's it. Like, whoever locks him up is going to lock him up for the rest of his career, because he's that kind of player. He's one of these guys that you just want to have. So I think, you know, the Dodgers might be thinking about that. I think the Giants probably were thinking about that as well, but they ended up going with Carlos. I don't know, man. Like, it's going to be a very, very good division. And I know one player can't, like, make a team or put you into the postseason by himself, but it sure seems like Correa makes this Giants team, like, interesting, number one, and, like, closer to competing with the Dodgers and the Padres. And I don't think, like, other people you would say that about. And for some reason, Correa gets that feeling out of me.
They got to build, you know, they got 13 years now to, or, you know, the next seven while he's in still, like, prime years to build around him. But does this make them better next year? No. They still have to do a ton more. The Dodgers are still the best team in the division. They have a lot of star players and are really good at baseball and really good.
I don't know if we can say that. I don't know if we can unequivocally say that anymore about the Dodgers with what the Padres have done and what the Padres did to them in the postseason. I mean, like, you can't just be like Dodgers and that's it. Like, I think
the Dodgers are very good over 162 game season. They're very good at building depth for 162 game season. They're very good at winning with guys that you never expect to be part of the formula. Trace Thompson was a big part of the formula towards the end, and you never expected that. They still have Mookie and Freddie and a bunch of, you know, they got Kershaw, who was good last year, and Urias and Gonsolin, who was good. They still got a lot of studs. So
still got a lot of stuff, 100%.
But, of course, on Ohtani, I think the trade market for him come next July is going to be insane, because people are going to give up prospects just for the advanced negotiations of extending him. Like, they are going to get, it's going to be, and that is the Dodgers' MO. So that's, the Dodgers haven't signed a big free agent besides Freddie Freeman in a long time to a long-term deal. He's the only one, but they got Mookie and they traded for him. So that's my, like, it's way out, but I think the Dodgers might be, there are a lot of teams that are looking to sign that extension for Ohtani. They're going to be like, and we'll give up some prospects just for the ability to get those, be able to talk with him before any other team can. So I think the Ohtani trade market is going to be amazing.
CBA.
What do you do with Crawford?
He's going to slide to third, I believe they said.
Slide to third, and then you kind of have a couple different internal mix options, excuse me, for second base. We'll see. Kapler and Correa, by the way, is kind of like my, like, you could Robin Big that type of show. You know what I mean? Like, they're different but similar, and I can't wait to, like, see them in the gym together. There's going to be, like, photos of, like, a grainy gym shot, and it's going to be Correa, like, spotting Cap as they do bench press and stuff. It's going to be pretty hot.
What do you think, where do you think the Giants now rank? I have DraftKings. I got it up for the read. Odds to win the World Series. I can do league even.
I mean, to win the National League, they're still behind the Padres. They're still behind the Dodgers. They're behind the Mets. They're behind the Braves. They're behind the Phillies. Maybe tight with the Phillies, but behind the Phillies.
No, they're behind the Phillies.
And then you probably put them behind the Cardinals. So how many teams was that? Six, seven?
Six.
Yeah, they're middle of the pack.
You got it. You nailed it. Gambler. You named all six above. So six teams in the league and two in their own division, higher odds. And then, they have the same odds right now as the Rangers, the Guardians, the Orioles, and the Red Sox to win the World Series. Mm. But this signing isn't just for next year. They have Correa in his prime. They just need to keep building around him. They can't say, all right, we got our guy. We're going to market him. We're going to make a bunch of features in the ballpark about him. We're going to sell the fuck out of his jersey, and we're good. Like, they got to keep going. And, you know, currently Tyro Estrada is listed as their leadoff hitter.
And I think part of the test with this, because anyone you talk to loves Farhan, the guy running the Giants. They obviously tapped into something that 1 year with some of the older guys in platoons. If they can do that with a star player, because remember that was one of the other things that was missing from that was Buster Posey. Buster Posey was incredible that year. They won 108 games or whatever it was. So maybe is it having a star player and then figuring out the rest around it? I'll say this, and I don't know if this is hot takey sports radio. I think Correa, and maybe I'm just straight blinded by being a Yankee fan here, but Correa makes them a better team than Judge. Like, Judge is nasty, and obviously what he can do is special, but Correa on both sides of the ball and, like, taking this team from 81 wins last year to wherever they want to go, I think Correa's a better fit to do that all around. Defense, offense.
Correa is so good that he makes your outfielders have good arms. Like, you know, Johnny Damon, if he had Correa as his cutoff, is a serviceable arm in the outfield. Because he just, I mean, the Astros, they used him to cut off right field. He would run out to right field and be the cut out there instead of anyone else.
Oh, Gabe's going to love that shit.
He's just, that's the coolest, like, you know, kind of nerdy inside baseball part of Correa's game. Is like, his arm is insane. Watching him make relay throws is nuts. It's like a bullet.
Yeah, he's like, there's no such thing as double cuts, bro. It's a single cut type of team. I'm the cut.
I'm the cut, yeah.
I'm the cut. If you double cut me, get out of the way. I might blow one through your head. Speaking of that, our boy, here's a transition for you. Our boy, Eno Saris. Hot. They did a little like roundtable thing on The Athletic, and he was talking about, you know, these guys, the shortstops, and how they're going to age. And most of the time we think of Trey Turner's going to age great because he's got that body and blah, blah, blah. But you mentioned Jake, speed tends to go. That's part of his game on the base pass defensively. Obviously, he's a very good player besides that. But Correa brings plate discipline. He doesn't swing at a lot of balls outside of the zone. That's something the Giants covet. So Eno talks about that. In the last two seasons, Correa has been top five among shortstops in chase rate and in barrel rate. Giants love that. His ending line, this is why I love Eno, because he's the best. The Giants needed a new star, and they got one that fits like a glove with the bat.
Mm.
Boom. Oh, he's probably making a sandwich, smoking a doobie when he wrote that. Love you, Eno.
Fits like a glove with the bat.
That's a little baseball word play there. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Anything else you guys got on this? I mean, it's exciting for Giants. I also do think it's exciting for Dodgers fans. Like, I do. Yep. Like, he might crush you and break your heart, but on the flip side, you're going to get so many invested at bats where you're just going to be like,
so many.
Like,
there's going to be both. They're going to win some. They're going to strike him out. They're going to cheer. It's going to be awesome. And then he is going to silence the crowd many times throughout his career.
I guess this a little clicky, but I just really want your guys to. Where's Dansby going to go?
Don't know.
Twins.
No way. Dodgers or Cubs?
Minnesota. Why not back to the Braves?
Because they are stubborn, and they would have locked him up, and he wanted to go test free agency, and they're like, okay, see ya. I mean, that's how the Braves roll. They're the mafia. You're in or you're out. Come. You can't take a step out the door and think you're welcome to turn around back in.
Is that what the mafia does?
Yeah, you're in for life. Oh, otherwise, you're dead. Come on now.
Come on now.
I don't think we have the mafia on the West Coast, do we?
Well, yeah, you got a lot of people that, you know, had to tuck tail and go to Vegas because they...
Oh, that's not West Coast. We're more like gang related here.
I had an uncle who had to do that. Well, my cousin...
Hey, does Dansby's... Okay, I'm going to ask you this, and I should probably have an idea for myself, but... The rest of the big shortstops sign. Dansby was widely considered the fourth best option of those guys. Hell of a player. Do these massive mega deals that these guys got up his price, or now that he's the last one standing, is like the leverage gone?
No, it ups him. He's going to get more money than anyone.
I think so too.
As everyone else is.
I think so too. It.
There's enough teams left. I think that the other part that's interesting to me is like, does it drag out though, or are we in the next week? Are we going to get the snap of the fingers and be like, well, they're all gone. It got decided, or it does Dansby realize he's the last power piece left, and we might be talking about Dansby till February 1st. I don't know.
I'm interested in Rodon now, because we had heard some scuttlebutt, unofficial scutterbutt, just like, you know, winter meetings, telephone game. So don't go writing this or tweeting it like it's a sourced report, that Rodon was going to be uninterested in the Yankees if they didn't bring Judge back. Well, he was with the Giants. They might be interested in bringing him back. And the Giants just got their star. So he definitely, I think, wants to go to a contender and a winner. And now was he waiting for, like, the Giants were like, hey, we're like, is this, because the Yankees seem like they're after him and he's waiting for something. Was he waiting to be like, the Giants are saying, Carlos, let us just lock this up. We're close. Let us lock this up. You're going to be excited about it. Let us lock this up. Now we'll turn to you. And now is the next bidding war, Rodon, because all teams that may want him are activated and ready, and there's no one else above him in the way.
I heard he's waiting for the Twins to sign Dansby. That's what I've been hearing, all my little birdies.
Christ.
So your birdie said that.
I'd like to be the...
I'm the bird.
I'd like to be the first to announce Jordan Lyles to the Twins.
Lyles and Smiley. Granky.
Might be a Twins fest. You want to get excited about that, Twins fans? I might be going to Twins Fest.
Okay, I like that. Cool. All right, well, congrats to the Giants fans. You got your star. And I think they like it that he is hated by the Dodgers. Like, that makes it easier for them to embrace him. He's worn orange before, so you can see how you can understand how he looks in the jersey. Mm. Now I'm interested to see if the Giants make more moves. Did they just want their one marketing star, or do they want to compete in 2023, or do they wait until next year's free agency crop's pretty big and go there and keep bolstering? I'm interested in that, but we will see. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Jake, farting words? That means final and parting.
I like it. See, I mean, Correa to the Giants. Trevor
Wilson
Plouffe
Contreras. We'll talk about Wilson next episode.
Trevor Plouffe to Twins Fest, maybe.
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 Jake sucks.
Met Vanika at winter meetings, Trev.
Yeah, awesome. We hung out with Vanika.
Yeah.
She texted me.
Yeah, we took a picture and sent it to you.
Check out that.
Go Twins go.
Dustin, check out that old
Dustin thing. Morse. Hot.
Oh.
Yeah. He was sizing me up a little bit.
Cardinals got their catcher.
Name of the Braves.
Hey everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss, The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.